Dan Gaffney with you. Thank you for joining in and answering this important question. Should it be illegal to not clear off the snow off your car? Hello.
Good morning, Dan. Scott from Lewis here. And what I think is that the Honorable Senator Townsend has a few other things to fix. You know, Wilmington's a dumpster fire and Sussex County is a growth story because we've decided to not emulate Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And that's why everybody that lives in those places is moving here. I think Mr. Townsend needs to have an original idea that didn't come from some progressive handbook. Or maybe he can deal with the fact that, you know, it's really easy to get shot over an Instagram post in Wilmington. Surely state government has something better to do than to worry about whether I have snow on my truck.
Well said. Next call. What is your answer to this question? Delaware 1059 was a good call. You're on the air.
Good morning. Negatory on the new law.
Yeah, we don't need it. Thank you. You're on the air. Good morning. Delaware 1059. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Dan. In regards to your comment about vehicles not cleaning off the snow, et cetera, off their vehicles, I'm on 404 right now, leaving Bridgeville, and I'm following a blue Ford pickup truck with all snow on top of the roof. And every time, once in a while, a piece of it's coming off on the road now. I absolutely believe we should clean our vehicles.
Well, why is that bad?
Well, what if something flies off and hits your windshield or causes you to react and causes an accident?
Yeah, that's a what if. But if it's falling off on the road, how does it bother you?
Well, because it can bounce up and damage your vehicle. I think it's just common courtesy to clean your vehicle off. I saw one yesterday. He barely had his windshield cleared off to where you could see driving down the road. So that's just my thoughts.
Okay. And why was that bad? I'm sorry. Why was it bad?
Well, if you can't see where you're going, I'll leave it at that.
Well, all you need is a little hole. You can see. You have a clear field of vision. If you have a small hole, you can see out.
Okay.
No?
Okay. Yeah, well, I appreciate some other listeners calling in, and they can either tell me that...
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just want to know fully how you feel about it. So it should be a finable offense, like a ticket. You should be able to write them a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go overboard and say if there's a little bit up there, yeah, pull that guy over. Of course not. But if you've really made very little effort to clean your snow off and ice off your vehicle, and then you're going to get on a road and drive with other drivers as crazy as folks are out there today, yeah, I think that person needs to learn something from it.
Got it.
If we're in this age, Dan, real quick, of where we have to consider our fellow man with this vaccine, and we're supposed to look out for each other, I'll just continue with that. Thanks, Dan. Enjoy your show.
What is your answer? Good call. Should it be illegal in Delaware to drive your car without fully cleaning it off, cleaning the snow and ice off, I guess? Senator Brian Townsend would like it to be. He introduced that bill last year. It didn't pass, and this would be an appropriate time as people like the last caller are noticing snow flying off people's cars. So it would be a good time to ask you this question. Here's how you answer the question. 302-839-1059. We take your calls live. And good morning, Dan Gaffney. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. What do you think? Should it be a law?
Well, I'm on my way to Smyrna right now, and right as you were talking about things, snow falling off, I seen one vehicle shortly in front of me, a little bit in front of me, with snow falling off. Also, riding beside me was a van, a big van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think that if anything, they should give a warning for the first time. I know there's police that have a lot of things going on, but I think... initially a warning, and then after that you get fined. I mean, don't they plug in if you get a ticketed warning not to do this? Or because you could get 100 warnings if it's not documented or something.
Got it. Thank you.
First time warning.
All right. Next text. Dan, this legislation has been introduced multiple times. I testified against it once years ago. I figured it was enacted back then because it's typically how it goes. It's not an original idea. Greg Lavelle, Republican, has been a prime sponsor of it in the past. Hello, good morning, Delaware 1059.
Yes, Dan, if you're a tractor-trailer driver and you've got 10 inches of snow on the roof of that trailer, I want to see you climb up there and clean it off.
Yeah, I know. And the proposed bill would fine commercial vehicles a lot more, like hundreds of dollars. Yeah.
I have 300,000 miles on it, pulling a tractor-trailer, and there ain't no way in hell I'd climb up there and clean it off.
Or could you? Right. That's right, buddy. Hammer down. Thanks for the call. Dan Gaffney, Delaware 1059. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the snow removal requirement law.
Yes. Should it be there, or are we okay?
Yes, it should. I come from New Hampshire, and we had so many accidents of the stuff sliding off of vehicles through people's windshields. A couple of people were even killed because of it. So I think it definitely should be a requirement.
I don't know if we had any accidents here because of it. I haven't heard of one.
I'm not sure of that, but it is, I mean, you figure if this stuff sitting on a vehicle roof a couple of days in the sun, then it freezes over real good, slides off, and it's loaded with ice, and it hits somebody's car, it's going to do some real damage, and maybe that person loses control, goes off the road.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing. I mean, Delaware, we don't have much snow. This is kind of a freak thing, but it definitely, I'm in favor of it, but...
Here is, let me read a text to you, and then you can react, okay. And then we'll move on. Here's the text that just came in. Common barnyard sense. When someone hasn't cleaned their car off, I just don't follow close behind so it doesn't hit my car. Act like you have some sense. No need to have a law.
Well, I think there is definitely some truth in that, and coming from New England, that is definitely something that you, well, pay attention to. And with the roads being lousy, you shouldn't follow too close anyway. But yesterday, very snowy, icy road, and we had people passing us like we were on Old Furnace Road. And it was like, what is wrong with you? Everything's icy, slippery, and you people are flying by us. And so if there's no common sense with stuff like that, I don't know, cleaning off your car, I guess they don't care about that either.
Hey, I'm glad you called. Thanks for answering the question. Some states, like New Hampshire, make it illegal not to clean the snow off your car. Some lawmakers would like to do it in Delaware. Should it be a law? Hello.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So I think that's just what we need is lawmakers telling us what to do with loose snow on our cars. You know, and then when that doesn't go far enough, it doesn't produce enough money or enough tickets, then it's going to be the ice chunks that stick from the spray from your tires and freezes and falls off when you don't know it going down the road. It's just more government intrusion on our lives. And I think if you're going to look at somebody's car and they've got a sheet of like soft snow or whatever on the top of their cars, and you're driving up their butt so far that would actually hit you, I mean, I think you deserve it.
Now, no disrespect to those who have called indicating they want this law, but let me tell you my honest reaction. When I'm driving down the road and a big sheet of snow goes flying off the roof of someone's car or off a van or something, and you know how that is. You see it flying up in the air. And so my honest reaction is, oh, awesome.
Cool.
It does look cool. I like it. It's kind of a celebration. And I have like
and
a
it's
positive.
It's kind of a clean spray on your window. You know what I mean? Versus all the salt and grime.
And I know a lot of people are worried about accidents and broken windows and all this stuff. But I'm just telling you, my honest reaction is one of joy, generally. If I was to be completely honest.
It looks cool, but It is not the government's job nor their business to be getting involved with that. And that's the problem. People just, it's a downward spiral and it spreads like cancer. So, you know, you let them tell you what to do with snow on your car. Okay. But it all rolls together with COVID crap and mandates, you know, then they think they have the right to tell you to not go outside or in a store without a mask. It's just government intrusion is what it boils down to. And people are common enough to sit there and beg for it until it overflows in other parts of their lives that they'd rather not have.
All right. So, another great point. Thank you for making it. There's a back and forth here, different viewpoints being expressed. I appreciate that. Delaware 1059. Here is Jeff from Selbyville who texts on our instant text line here. If snow flying off cars is concerning you, then you're likely not properly socially distanced. Tighten your mask while you drive and maybe add some protective eyewear and a hard hat. We need more common sense in our society and less government control. You're on Delaware 1059. Good morning and welcome to the program. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
After this most recent snowfall, I got up first thing in the morning, took my broom, got all the accumulated snow off my vehicle, and then idled it for 30 minutes to warm it up, which I think is illegal. And even after that, it wasn't clear enough of snow that it likely would have passed muster for this law that they're considering. So what we're doing, you're putting me in a situation where I either have to erect a carport or miss days of work.
Yes. I understand. I'm on your side with this one. I don't think it really should be a law. Yeah, courtesy if you can do it, but does it need to be a law? I don't think so. I wouldn't vote for it. Be better off just putting out a PSA. And ask people to do it, to be kind, voluntarily. You know, that's what I would, it's much more effective anyway. Let the police do other stuff. Good morning. That's just my thoughts. But, you know, agree or disagree, we're here to hear from Kathy and Lewis. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, Mr. Gaffney. I want to say it would be nice for people to do, but I want to say what a great debate. Back and forth between citizens with their opinions. Yes. I just say, let's always have the debate, because in the end, I feel like there shouldn't be a law after listening to the debate back and forth. There shouldn't be a law. It should be citizens caring about other citizens. And I do like sometimes when they fly off other cars.
Yeah, now people are getting mad at me on this, on the text line. I'm only telling you honest. Look, think of me what you will. It just looks cool when the snow flies off the car. I kind of like it. And it hits the road and blows up like a little bomb.
We don't want it to hit us, but it has to look cool as it goes flying in the air, onto the ground.
I like it when a tractor trailer and a big sheet of it comes flying off the top of the tractor trailer and smashes onto the road. And then it looks like it's snowing from the ground up in the dust, snow dust.
Yesterday, Dan, I'm 78, I still plowed my driveway, using my body as the plow. But the bottom line is, as I'm plowing this snow, the beautiful snow, it looks so beautiful, I'm saying, dear Lord, thank you for giving me the strength. How many more years am I going to get to do this? Because this is beauty, it's tough to drive, I wouldn't drive in this. My husband wants to go out today, I say, I don't know about that. But the thing is, Dan, the debate and the beauty of what we have today, we just have to thank the Lord for this beautiful, just looking out the windows, it's heavenly.
Right. Listen, thank you. Dan, didn't Mitt Romney drive with a dog on the roof of his car? What if the dog slid off in New Hampshire?